Now, Wake Forest is growing and changing so much, and you're from just up the road a little there in Warren County, so you've seen those changes. So many people move in there, sometimes bringing their issues and habits from elsewhere. What's your vision for the town?
Well, first of all, my vision for the town is we're a growing and thriving community, so my number one vision is to make sure that we keep the town safe. Our people you have here in Wake Forest are going to be probably some of the best people you ever meet. It's a warm, welcoming community. When I started back here in 2006, we had a population of around 20,000 people, and since then, our population has grown now to about 60,000. People come to Wake Forest because we have a lot to offer. We have our downtown. It's starting to thrive. We have a social district that was just enacted a couple weeks ago, every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from noon to 9. Come to our social event. Our biggest one, that's probably the most popular one, is be our Friday Night on White. It could bring anywhere from 15,000 people downtown, just socializing in the street, listening to the band, dancing, making new friends. One thing that we are very proud of here in Wake Forest is our greenway system. We probably have the best greenways in the state, one of the best greenway public facilities in the state as far as Joyner Park and the community center over there. With the way the weather is now, we have a lot of people that are out on the greenways. You know, the heat index is this week are topping over 100 degrees. So as they're out on the greenways, we have officers that are out there that's on the greenways with them, and they're basically giving them water, meeting and greeting and talking to them, because our number one goal since I started and the number one goal going forward is making sure that the citizens of Wake Forest can be safe.
Now, with this town growing, and that sounds wonderful, and I love Friday Night on White. Now, do you think the town, with the growth, do you need more officers now?
Well, we're maintaining with what we have. I just submitted a five-year progression plan as far as what I think our staffing needs will be for the next 5 years. And with that, taking into account the anticipated growth and how many officers we think we will need as far as putting them on patrol, putting them on our specialty units. Because like I said, everything that we do here is for the community. And that's one thing that we have to take care of, make sure our community is safe.
Now, I hear so many great things about you. And when it comes to this position for you, it's more than a job, I'm sure. What are you most excited about now that you're chief?
One thing I'm most excited about is I got promoted to captain June of 2020. And I was appointed to chief roughly about 5 years and a couple of days to the day. What I'm most excited about is just being here to continue to lead a group of professionals. Been here 18 and a half years, and I don't think I would want to work with any other group of people. Everyone here knows their job. They do their job. They do it well. As not only just in the police department, but you look at every employee in the town, we are fortunate to work with such a great town, and that comes from the administration, the elected officials. They all support us, not just the police department, the fire department, public works, parks and recreation. Every division within the town is supported by the town administration and elected officials. And that's one thing that a lot of agencies and towns can't say is how much they're supported by the people that we're here to protect.
Now, Mr. Crabtree, the public information officer's press release says a community meet and greet is being planned for you later this year. So we really hope Bill keeps us posted. We wish you well, Chief, and hope you'll come back and talk with us again soon.
Yes, I will.
All right. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. You too.